This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Drones have been sighted at 26 locations ranging from Baramulla to Bhuj, situated at international border and the line of control with Pakistan. They include the suspected armed drones posing the potential threats to the civilian and the military targets. According to the defense sources, the location include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagrota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Faisalka, Lalgarh, Jatta, Jaisalmer, Barmar, Bhuj, Kwarbet and Lakhinala. At the armed drones targeted a civilian area in Firozpur, resulting in severe injuries to the members of the local family. The injured have been provided medical assistance and the area has been sanitized by the security forces. The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining a high state of alert and all the aerial threats are being tracked and they engage using the counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch and the prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. The citizens living in the border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit the unnecessary movements and strictly follow the safety instructions issued by the local authorities. It's said that no need for panic, heightened vigilance and precautions are essential. The Airports Authority of India has announced the temporary closure of 32 airports across northern and western India for all the civil flight operations till the 14th of this month. The affected airports include major locations such as Amritsar, Chandigarh, Jammu, Srinagar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Jaisalmer, Pathankot and others. Additionally, 25 segments of air traffic service routes from Delhi and Mumbai flight information regions will also be closed during this period. Airlines have been advised to plan alternate routings to minimize the disruptions. The temporary closure is due to the operational reasons and will be managed with the coordination of the relevant authorities to ensure safety. The Indian Armed Forces successfully thwarted Pakistan's provocative attempt to target 36 sites using around 400 Turkey-made drones along with the international border. In a special briefing in New Delhi, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of Indian Air Force said that Pakistan has attempted infiltration of these locations from Leh to Sirkik on Thursday by using these drones.
Along the international border and line of control, drone intrusions were attempted from Leh to Sirkik at 36 locations with approximately 300 to 400 drones. Indian Armed Forces brought down a number of these drones using kinetic and non-kinetic means. The possible purpose of these large-scale aerial intrusions were to test the AD systems and gather intelligence. Forensic examination of the drone debris is being undertaken. Preliminary reports suggest them to be of ASIS Guard Songa drone of Turkey.
Wing Commander Vyomika informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan and one of the drones was able to destroy an air defense radar. She said that Pakistan also carried out artillery shelling across the line of control using the heavy caliber artillery guns and armed drones, which resulted in some losses and the injuries of Indian Army personnel. She added that Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in Indian retaliatory fire. The wing commander also criticized Pakistan for using civil blades as shields.
Pakistan's irresponsible behavior again came to fore. Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite it launching a failed unprovoked drone and missile attack on 7th May at 8:30 hours in the evening. Pakistan is using civil airliners as a shield, knowing fully well that its attack on India would elicit a swift air defense response. This is not safe for the unsuspecting civil airliners, including the international flights, which were flying near IB between India and Pakistan.
Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that the Pakistan Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. She said not only this, they also fired heavy caliber weapons along with the line of control. She added that the purpose of such large-scale aerial intrusions was to test air defense systems and collect intelligence. She added that the forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done, and the initial report suggests that the Turkish SS Guard Songar drones. Briefing the media on the occasion, the Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri emphasized the denial of the attacks by Pakistan is yet another example of their duplicity. He said that the strike on the headquarters of Jaish-e-Mohammed in Pahalwarpur is a fitting response to the brutal killing of the Wall Street Journal journalist Daniel Pohl, who was killed brutally. The government lambasted Pakistan for targeting the schools and the religious places along with the border of Jammu and Kashmir. The Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that it is a new low even for Pakistan. Replying to a query, the Foreign Secretary informed in the view of the existing security scenario and the services of the Kartarpur Sahib corridor have been suspended till further directions. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which is considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concern over the efficacy of the IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given at a poor track record, and also on the possibility of the misuse of debt financing funds for state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed an extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan. In a statement of the meeting, India pointed out that rewarding continued sponsorship of cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community, exposes funding agencies and the donors of reputational risks, and make a mockery of global values. The IMF took note of India's statement and its abstention from the vote. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting with the three service chiefs of Army, Air Force and Navy in New Delhi, and escalating an India-Pakistan tension. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval were also present in the meeting. Prime Minister also met with a group of the Armed Forces veterans. These included the former Air Force chiefs, Army chiefs, Navy chiefs and other veterans. Sources said that Mr. Modi had an extensive interaction with the veterans on the current situation. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw reviewed the arrangements made at the railway operations in view of the escalation between India and Pakistan. Mr. Vaishnaw directed the railway officials to coordinate with various government agencies to operate the trains in able to help the people in the border areas. He said along with the regular trains, special trains should also be operated as per the requirement. On the instruction of the railway minister, the four special trains were operated from Jammu and Udhampur yesterday. The Union Minister of Finance and Corporation Affairs, Nirmala Sitharaman, has directed all banks to remain fully alert and prepare to deal with any eventuality and the crisis, ensuring the uninterrupted access to the banking and the financial services. And in a meeting with managing the directors and the CEOs of public and private sector banks and the insurance companies, the minister stressed the critical role of the banking and the financial sector in ensuring the economic stability during the challenging times. The finance minister also asked all the insurance companies to provide timely claim settlements and the uninterrupted customer service. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has assured that the food reserves of the country are sufficient. Mr. Chauhan urged the citizens to remain calm at the time of the emergency. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, he added that there have been a bumper production and the conditions are also favorable for the upcoming crops. Meanwhile, the Consumer Affairs Minister Pralhad Joshi said that the traders, wholesalers, retailers and business entities engaging in trading of essential commodities are directed to cooperate with the law enforcement agencies. He added that any person indulging in hoarding or stockpiling shall be prosecuted under the relevant sections of the Essential Commodities Act. In a major step towards expanding bilateral trade and investment engagement, the first round of negotiations of the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement concluded successfully yesterday in New Delhi. Commerce and the Industry Ministry said that in the first round, followed by the virtual discussions held between both partners, laid the groundwork of the in-person meeting. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda and Ayush Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of BWF Thapai Open 2025 BWF World Tour Super 300 event in Thapai, Thawan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.